Let me just speak a little bit. I spoke a little bit about Adam, and the light of Adam contains the meanings of all the meanings of the names of God, all the qualities. And the Archangel Gabriel, he brings light and knowledge. You know, he has the trumpet. And so this activation right now refers to the first level of the heart, which is bright yellow, like the sunshine. It has directly to do with the sun. And, the Archangel Gabriel is kind of really important because he has to do with knowledge. And we're talking about mind here. Is, he brings information. You know, he brought information to Mother Mary about the birth of Jesus. He also his duty was to take Jesus to heaven from earth and then from heaven to earth. And he also dictated the Quran, and he was given titles of Holy Spirit and the Trustworthy Spirit, Ruach al-Qudus and Ruach al-Amin. And so these two, you know, many people might already know Archangel Gabriel. I'm going to ask now Archangel Gabriel to be present here and to come into people and to activate within everybody's heart. Allowing the meanings to activate now. And we're going to ask now Adam, the very first human, that consciousness. Again, it might be a story for you, an archetype, or a reality. But it's an energetic reality within us that is exactly like Adam, as that original divine template. In terms of meaning, we're not working now with the structure, with the meaning, the thought, the intelligence of everything. And may it infuse your physical mind, your brain mind, your central nervous system. And may that, there you go, beautiful. You might have your hands up, or you put your hands on your heart, however you want. Allowing this first level of the heart to activate. It's bringing back all the rays of the sun, all the rays, all the light, all the meanings. And just have your own saying yes to it, willingness to reactivate that divine knowledge, you know, written, encoded in that Adamic light. It's everywhere in your body, it's not just in the heart, but it's really everywhere. Your heart is everywhere. Your whole body is remembering. Your mind is remembering. It's being remembranced into that original divine meaning. There's nothing, nothing other. There is no shadow left. There's no illusion left. There's just divine meaning, godly meaning. your whole existence, your whole body. It's turning on that light of Adam. And if you come from a culture that has the concept of a different name for the very first creation, you can use that, but I think we all recognize Adam. So he's the first messenger of God. His message is literally embodying the meaning and the image of the Creator. So I'm going to chant in Arabic, a word or several words that have to do with reconnecting. We can call it forgiveness, asking for forgiveness, but it means to reconnect, really. It means to literally allow for this reconnection to be fully happening. Astaghfirullah, 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 So we're really reminding right now your mind is the divine mind. It expresses the meaning, the divine meaning that you are. And as we're sitting in this beautiful light and this beautiful moment, but once and for all, we're just realizing that this fall from grace, or this exile from paradise, or the sense of disconnect from source is actually not really real. It's just a thought. It's a program that's being washed out as we're remembering again who we really are. And just for a moment, allow your attention to just cruise from your brain to maybe your thyroid, maybe any area of your body, your heart, your lungs, your liver, and just kind of imprinting them again with the thought that it's like as perfect as Adam, like the very first divine human, just freshly created. Just like it's all within us, we're reminding our organs, there you are, just perfect. Letting that light appear, that feeling, that sense of peace and perfection in every organ of the body, in the knees, in the feet, in the hands, the elbows, our digestive organs, especially the whole tummy area. And our spine. Our spine is like the magic wand. It executes the will of the brain. And we're letting it be completely turned on like Adam's spine. And we're just remembering again that we are, and there's nothing else than God and Allah, whatever you want to call it, Source, Prime Creator, is nothing other than that. It's just this oneness. And our mind is gently reminded to reflect that correctly, going forward in our lives and every day, how we think and speak about ourselves and others in the world. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.